The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Nah, 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 come on! On this episode of The Heat Check, it is time for our Monday winning time review, which leads to probably, this has to definitely be the most gruesome sports story that's ever existed. Like the most vile, crazy, eye-popping, like I don't even know why I didn't even know that this existed until now. And we also get into the near disaster that is the Golden State Warriors. We also dive into a little fun Greg Popovich story. Pop is now getting himself kicked out of games on purpose. Like on purpose, winking the gun and all that. And we get into a very funny update on our guy Ben Simmons. His first day of spring, Brock, so drop that beat. This is the most shocking, intriguing, gruesome, and when I say gruesome, I mean gruesome, sports story. I'm not talking about somebody having a heart attack on the court and then dying and that be it. No, that is sad. That's tragic. It's like crazy, wild, like only going to happen once every blue moon kind of thing. This is something that we may never see again. Like, this is the most gruesome shit, and I have to talk about it. I think we're going to start every Monday episode now with an update on winning time. Because it's jaw-dropping. It's a wild ride on TV. Of course, not all of it's true. And of course, things are going to be critiqued and fact-checked. I've fact-checked everything for you. You don't need to go into Vulture and Variety and everything. I've fact-checked it all. But I had no idea about this. And I don't think Hoopheads knew about this either. I'm talking about Jerry Tarkanian possibly becoming the next head coach of the Lakers in the middle of fucking showtime. I'm talking about what? I'm talking about some murder right now. Yes, I am. If you're too young to know about Tark, rest in peace to Tark. Hall of Famer. Known for famously paying players before it was in vogue to pay players. Like, he paid a lot of guys, got a lot of recruits to not go to UCLA and to not go to USC, to go no, to the Running Rebels down in Las Vegas. And he raged through. He ran the rest of college hoops ragged. But the thing that people don't really remember is that Tark was the lead candidate to take over the LA Lakers. Not just the lead candidate, he basically had the job. He basically was offered the job by Dr. Jerry Buss to the tune of 10x what he was getting paid in college, and he had no real interest in leaving the Running Rebels to coach in the NBA game. But he was ready to do it. He was ready to take the gig until something really, really bad happened. And this was the prominent storyline in episode 3 of Winning Time. Here is the background. Jerry West decides he's going to quit coaching the Lakers because he doesn't think he's any good at it. This is what's going on in Winning Time. I'm not exactly sure why his motives truly were the case why he left. But that's what is happening in winning time. He quits, and they need to find a new coach. And they're kind of like all scrambling to find somebody. Buss wants Tark. Buss thinks that's a perfect coach to run the Showtime Lakers. And he was. He was. His style of play would have been perfect for them. So he's like, I want to go and hire him. He recruits him, figures out who his people are in order to get to him. And the person that was running the show for Tark was his childhood friend and mentor, Victor Weiss, who was also operating sort of as his pseudo-agent. And to say that this guy, Victor Weiss, was involved with the wrong kind of people is an understatement, folks. He was affiliated and had some gambling debts, apparently, and some lots of ties to some people who may or may not have wanted Tark to leave UNLV. Weiss encouraged Tark to take 10 times what he was making at UNLV, and a deal was struck between Weiss and Dr. Jerry Buss at a prominent Beverly Hills hotel to make Tark the next coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. But Tark never heard back from Weiss. Never had the chance to look over the contract and accept the job. And the deal never got done. Why did the deal never get done? Because Vic Weiss went missing right after that meeting. Was supposed to go and meet his wife for dinner. Never saw her again. Never had the chance to even call Tark to tell him about the contract again. Went completely MIA and was found in the trunk of his Rolls Royce later with a couple of bullets in his face. Through the back of his head, through the face. Never had the chance to make this deal come through. It was violent. It was bloody. It was bad. Really bad. The murder hasn't even been solved. Nobody was arrested for this. LA Times reported, this is just the craziest story I've ever heard in my life. I swear to God, in sports, like, there is nothing that will top this. Missing for 3 days on June 17th, 1979. Vic's Rolls Royce was spotted in the garage of a North Hollywood hotel. Police opened the trunk and there was a body of Victor J. Weiss, hands tied behind his back. He had been killed with 2 gunshots to the back of the head through the face. Winning time implies the hit was carried out to keep Tark at UNLV. Like, this is real life. Like, step back. This is not a story. This is not a little, like, fiction. This is real life. All of Weiss's jewelry on him. All of his money, $38,000, in his pockets. The only thing that was missing was the briefcase that had the contract for Tark to go to the Lakers inside. Detective Leroy Orozco, the original investigator still assigned to the killing, says that after 21 years as a homicide detective, the Weiss case still tantalizes him most. He has followed leads across the country, never made one arrest. He has carefully investigated and traced potential suspects, only to learn that apparently by a grim coincidence, they too have been killed. Folks, do me a favor. Try your very best to wrap your mind around this, because I can't. This is the most decorated number one coach in college basketball, up for the number one coaching job in the NBA with Kareem and Magic and all the rest. He gets the job. He accepts that job. And then his best friend is murdered, so he feels compelled to turn that job down and say, whoa, I'm good. Because his best friend that negotiated the deal turns up missing, dead, in the trunk of his Rolls Royce car with bullets in his brain. And the contract is missing. And I didn't know about that until yesterday. Imagine that happening right now in the social media era. We would be losing our shit. Like, where did mobs go? Where did they go? Why aren't they mobbing anymore? Why aren't they? I don't know. This world could not handle it. My little heart can't even handle knowing this news. I still can't believe if Jerry Tarkanian was alive right now, I would find a way to, like, hey, I need to know. Like, I literally called the one person I know who ever played for UNLV as soon as the story was up. I was like, yo, did you play for Tark? Because I need to know what was up with that. And he's like, nope, play for the guy after him. I am not a huge history buff, but I tell you what, I went down the rabbit hole on this. Yes, I did. And the fact is, Jerry Tarkanian, yes, in fact, was offered the job. Yes, in fact, returned to UNLV and dominated college hoops at a time when organized crime was very prevalent in Las Vegas until 1992, before winning a chip and finally going to the NBA to the San Antonio Spurs. Yes, he did the most least Jerry Tarkanian spot that you could find until he was fired after 20 games. And all I could think about after that was, besides the killing and shit and the conspiracy and all of that, but like, what would Tark have done with that Lakers team? What would they have become? How dominant would they have been? What would have happened to Pat Riley? Would Pat Riley have been a commentator? Or would he have been what he became? How does that change the legacy of the folks like Jerry West? How does that change the college basketball landscape of USC and UCLA and UNLV? Where does Larry Johnson go? If not to UNLV to play for Tark. So much my brain can't really process right now, but here you have it. You don't even need to watch the show. No, but watch, you should watch it. Definitely watch it, but that shit is insane. We need to get to some, like, current day news because I am kind of, like, still shook. Let's talk about the Golden State Warriors. Point shit running on diesel, dawg. Playing with my name, this shit is lethal, dawg. Who you see? What? Don Corleone. Trust me, at the top, it isn't lonely. Everybody acting like they know me, dawg. The wheels have officially fallen off the bus in Golden State. It has occurred last night in maybe one of the most bizarre ways possible in a game against, still the San Antonio Spurs dropping into the episode. Two bad calls in the final minute of the game. Andrew Wiggins not able to hit his free throws in the first bad call, again, as usual. A phantom call putting Jakob Poeltl on the line to win it with 3 seconds left. Him missing a free throw. And a soaring DeJounte Murray tipping the ball to a random Keldon Johnson for a last-second tip. And then you have a recipe for a world-class Steve Kerr meltdown, because let's face it, Golden State needs every fucking win that they can get. Here's what Steve Kerr said after the game.
We can decide the game based on plays that have nothing to do with the game. I mean, players are supposed to decide the game, and Wiggs had the ball, and it's up to him to, you know, create a little space and get it out of traffic and get somebody a game-winning look. And then on the last one, there's a scramble for the ball. I got everybody in the locker room after the game is telling me they have no idea why Looney got called for the foul. They got tangled up. This is how every play goes. And so more than anything, the finish, I was shocked at the two foul calls.
Shocked, he says. Dismayed, he says. Steve Kerr is in free. I mean, he knows what's up. Like, he knows that things are not good right now. Draymond got booted from the game after playing 18 minutes. How Wiggins just fades consistently under pressure, missing free throws after free throws. Listen, Wiggs shrivels like a little, shrinks like a little violet when the pressure gets tight. You don't say. Most importantly, how dangerous things have suddenly become for the Warriors this season. Let's recap what's happening right now in Warrior Land. Steph is injured right now with a foot sprain. He's getting quote-unquote better by the day. But the Warriors have 12 games left, and he's nowhere to be found. They are fading fast. Utah, ha, 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 breathing down their necks. That's the sound of that. Ha, ha, ha. That's them. Two games back, and if they catch him. Woof. 4 versus 5, which means Mavericks versus Yeah, the Golden State Warriors. That is a badass break. That is tough. The best defensive team in the NBA with a gimpy Steph, and they blitz him? Sending the ball out to a Wiggs? Sending the ball out to a random Wiggs when the pressure is tight? I've seen this game before live, folks. I'm telling you, the story doesn't end well. Wiggs will miss those shots. Yes, he will. Speaking of which, quickly about the Steph Curry injury, Marcus Smart getting a bunch of shit for diving for a loose ball. Are you kidding me? Are you absolutely joking me? That's what Marcus Smart makes a living doing. That's what Patrick Beverley makes a living doing. If you're Steph Curry, you read your scouting report, you see Marcus Smart coming your way, and you either get out the way or you dive as well. No, Steve Kerr. Don't like project your frustrations about this team on Marcus Smart. No. You know Steph Curry if you're Steph Curry. You have foot injury. You know you have history of ankles. Like, that's where the Steph Curry shoe that comes up to the calf, like, came from. Excuse me. No. James Wiseman also is experiencing some setbacks, which I am sad to report was something that I knew would happen in October, that he would not play this year. I'm sad to say I called him and Zion not playing a single fucking game. And the final stage of James Wiseman's return to the Warriors apparently, quote-unquote, has hit another speed bump. Wiseman has been temporarily, quote-unquote, shut down, sources tell The Athletic. He didn't practice with the Warriors the past 2 days, will not play for the San Cruz Warriors in a fourth G League game on Sunday as initially planned. You mean to tell me a G League game isn't the same speed and quality of ramp-up as an NBA game? You mean to tell me those aren't the same? The Warriors try to tell me those things are the same. The Warriors have 12 games left, like I said, and there has been an expectation that Wiseman, particularly in the four remaining back-to-backs, there's four remaining back-to-backs for this team. It is a slog. Would return in time to get some valuable developmental reps before the playoffs. That is becoming more and more unlikely. Wiseman had surgery for a torn meniscus last April. It's been 11 months. Swelling slowed. His progress, also in December, we talked about that back on the pod, when Steve Kerr says, I have no answers for you. I keep saying he's going to be back to physical on-the-court activity, return to game action, and I don't know what to tell you because every time I get into the gym, he's not there. So, I don't know. Listen, I don't know. All I'm going to say is this, folks. Warriors have a very tough schedule down the stretch. One of the worst. The only worst team with a worse schedule right now is the Lakers. And that's saying something. That's saying something. So, don't look now. Also, let's get to some. Yeah, I mean, it's so clear. This is one breath. This is no air. Ain't no wetter than I do the most here. I'm the president. You the coach here. You the player. Yeah, I'm the coach here. Coast here. This weather got me set up on this West Coast here. Avoiding snakes, 8Ks, and coke. Yeah, get my dick wet, but I never. Don't look now. San Antonio Spurs. That's the sound. That's the sound of the breathing down the neck of the Lakers for the 10th and final playoff spot, play-in spot. 2.5 games back with 10 to play. The Lakers, if you are not familiar with their last 10 games, let me acquaint you. 3-7 in their last 10. And if they continue that, the Spurs only need to go 6-4 down the stretch to steal that spot from Bron and Russ. Insert Elmo in the fire flames emoji. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me all the chaos. I already know Rob Plink, but as an aside, this isn't in the script. I already know Rob Plink is being fired. Like, I know that. I already know Frank Vogel's getting fired. I know that. I already know there's going to be a bunch of, like, hoops hype aggregated feeds about what went wrong and how people were feeling about Russ. Like, Russ makes $40 million a year and can't hit a corner jumper that is open. Like, do you know how hard that is to do? I, myself, Trista Crick, me, like, scrub-ass hooper who basically shoots with her thumb, offhand thumb, involved, side spin like Fred VanVleet. I, Trista, can hit 8 out of 10 open corner threes from NBA range. I, me, little scrub, 5'5", with no one in the mix, and Russell Westbrook, one of the most elite athletes of our time, can't find his way to even hitting the rim on an open corner three. He can't get into the gym and find a way to work it out with all of the resources available from the L.A. Lakers? You mean to tell me, do you know how pissed Bron looked? He turned around and walked away. So when those pieces come out, Elmo, flames, emoji, come on, give it to me. It's happening. So all that we need for that chaos, like to be expedited, is we need them. We need the Spurs, click, click, tick, tock, to come breathing down their neck and get that final playing spot. Anyway, back to Greg Popovich, which the story is really about, is that Greg Popovich is now, he's now in Coach K land, like doing, like his personality is now like doing AT&T commercials with, you know, whoever. Like he's like, oh yeah, I can only, it's dicey if I can work the AT&T store in March. You know, it's a day-to-day thing. That's Pop right now. It's a day-to-day thing for him. He's literally staging outbursts just so that he could probably go and chill in the back of the locker room when he gets blown out. Like, that's where he's at. So this is what happened. As Popovich is getting blown out by 30, and this is what he said, I was tired of watching my team throw up all over themselves. In a matter of words, I don't think that's the exact quote, but that's basically the quote. He gets into a huge argument with referee Benny Adams. They're probably boys. And literally screams at him, yells at him, cusses at him, calls him names. Gets himself ejected. Boom. But the story is this. As Pop's leaving the court, the camera zeroes in on Pop. He looks at his team, looks at the camera, and gives it a good old-fashioned WandaVision wink. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And he is now enjoying the deliciousness of saying, you know what? I can't even watch you fuckers right now. Like, I can't sit in these chairs. I've got a massage therapist in the back. Again, all of the resources available to you as an NBA head coach, as an NBA professional, the services are plentiful. We'll say that. All of this now sets up for a delicious ending of the season because San Antonio, huge win, like I said, against Golden State last night. They have Portland on the schedule. Excuse me. Just lock in on what I'm about to say. The San Antonio Spurs play Portland three times to finish the season in the last 10 games. Those are three dubs. Three dubs. Win those, everything's up for grabs. And the Lakers, like I said, 10 playoff teams. And Oklahoma City down the stretch. I could see the Lakers easily going 2-9 down that stretch. Buckle your seatbelts, folks. Elmo emoji. Elmo in the flames with his hands and his arms waving up into the air saying, I want all the smoke. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. Just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. People give me a hard time with banging on Ben Simmons, but I tell you what. Some of the shit that just happens around him is just so funny. You know, I can't just allow it. It's like a lob. You know, if Ben Simmons was playing basketball right now, he would know what I'm talking about. It's like when a lob comes up. And you can't just let it fall to the ground. Ben would know what I'm talking about if he was physically and mentally capable of being out on the court. So this is a joke lob. This is what this is. It's a joke. It's a Ben Simmons joke lob. And I have to windmill that bitch. I have to windmill that bitch. Take this quote. It is just, I saw this quote and I said, I need to integrate this into today's show. Kevin Durant was asked about Ben Simmons and how he was acclimating to the team in a recent interview with ESPN. Just listen close to what he said. He's doing good. He looks good as far as just walking around. And being around the team. Haven't seen him do anything on the basketball court as much, but a couple of walkthrough things. Pause. What? He looks good just walking around? If you don't look good walking around the team, we got issues. We got big. He said, I think his spirits are in the right place, and he's excited to be a part of the group. I look forward to having him out on the floor. I don't want to rush him back for us. And his back is not right. So he needs to take all the time he needs to get his body right And once he's out there, we're ready to rock and roll. The man said he looks good as far as walking around. Haven't seen him. Haven't seen him do anything on the basketball court. That shit just writes itself, folks. That is one of the most funny, non-funny things I might have ever heard from Kevin Durant. That's it. That's the whole take. Like, it's just, if you don't find that shit funny, that is a joke lob. Tomahawk that bitch. Take it. Run with it. Let's go. That's all the time that we have for the heat check. We'll be back Thursday, I think. Well, this is busy. It's a busy week. Do not forget to download. Brock's got jury duty and shit. Do not forget to download, subscribe, and tell all your friends. I hope it's like Daredevil. I hope you're literally one of the, it's like, it's Frank Castle. It's the Punisher. He's killed like 50 people, and it's you being like, yes. Yes, let that vigilante loose into DC. I hope it's like one of the, I hope it's the January 6th, one of the January 6th crew. Anyway. Every damn one of them. Tell your friends about this show. Follow us on social, The Heat Check, and Tristan Crick on TikTok. We'll see you next time.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshin'.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.